नास्मरमं विभो नापरं न समं विभो नामरूपगुणैर्भाव्यम् सत् असत् किञ्चित् अन्यथा नाहं वेद परं यस्मिन् नापरं न समं विभो नामरूपगुणैर्भाव्यम् सदसत् किञ्चित् अन्यथा नाहं वेद परं यस्मिन् नापरं न समं विभो नामरूपगुणैर्भाव्यम् सदसत् किञ्चित् अन्यथा
Today was ladies first. Anyway, thank you. Na, please repeat. Na, do not. Aham, myself. Veda, no. Param, superior. He, for. Asmin, in this world. Na, neither. Aparam, inferior. Na, nor. Samam, equal. Vibho, O great one. Nama, name. Rupa, characteristics. Gunai, by qualification. Bhavyam, all that is created. Sat, eternal. Asat, temporary. Kinchit, or anything like that. Anyata, from any other source. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: whatever we can understand by the nomenclature, characteristics and features of a particular thing, superior, inferior or equal, eternal or temporary, is not created from any source other than that of your Lordship, Thou so great. Purport: the manifested world is full of varieties of created beings in 8,400,000 species of life, and some of them are superior and inferior to others. In human society, the human being is considered to be the superior living being, And amongst the human beings, there are also different varieties, good, bad, equal, etc. But Narad Muni took for granted that none of them has any source of generation besides his father Brahmaji. Therefore, he wanted to know all about them from Lord Brahma. Om Ajnana Timiram Dasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yenam Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitidami Namaste Saraswati Devi Kauravani Pucharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosati Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Pescha Krupa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Kaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Welcome everyone for today's morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. So, in this verse, we can see that Srila Narad Muni is approached Brahmaji, and he is inquiring about various things. He has observed various things and he wants to know the cause. Who is the cause of creation? Please do not talk. If you want to talk, please go outside. So, the cause of all causes, the chapter is entitled The Cause of All Causes. Because everyone is curious to understand who is the cause, who is the source, how this material world creation has taken place. Is it just because of chance? Or is it somebody is a creator behind this? This is a natural query everyone has. And it is quite natural to have this kind of queries to understand who is the cause. And here we can see that Srila Narad Muni he has approached Brahmaji. Brahmaji is first born living entity in this entire creation, within this universe. He is the first person. How he is born? He is born from the navel of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, right? Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, he lies on the Garbhodak ocean, and from him, whose navel, the lotus flower comes. And on that lotus flower, Brahmaji is born. He is the first living entity in this universe. So, it was quite natural, or it could have been very easy for him to tell Narad Muni that I am the cause. I have created everything. Everything has come from me. All these various species of life have come from me. I have created them. I am the creator. I have created all these varieties of species. How many species are there in this universe? 84 left. What are they? Yes? Jalaja Navalakshani means 9 lakh aquatics. Yes, then second? Stavara Lakshavimshati means 20 lakh plants. And Mataji, yes? No? Don't know. Krumaya, what is Krumaya? Insects and reptiles and all those various things are how many? 11 lakhs. So many mosquitoes and all, they bite us, and so many insects. Then Pakshinam Dashalakshana. Dashalakshana means Pakshis are birds. 10 lakh birds. How many we have seen? Maybe few. Crows and sparrows and pigeons. There are 10 lakhs. And then Trimlakshani Pashva. 30 lakhs of beast, animals and all. And human beings, 4 lakhs. Only 4 lakhs. We see only few. Where are others? Right? There must be 4 lakhs means a huge number. Right? Where are they? They are only on earth or other planets also? Yes? We believe that only on earth there is life, right? Is there life somewhere else also? Yes or no? Yes, right? There is life on other planets also. We may not see, but there is life on other planets. Scientists are not able to find out, right? They may look from their telescope on other planets, they may send other satellites and so many things, they try to find out if there is a life on other planets. But they are not able to find. Why? Why we cannot see other things, other planets or What is the problem with us? Yes? Yes? Why we can't see some? Perfect or imperfect? Imperfect senses. We have imperfect senses, right? Can we see everything? We can't see. Something is very small, tiny, microscopic level. We can't see. I will say it doesn't exist. Will that make sense? How we see then? Yes, how we see? What we do? We take microscope, right? We take microscope and go more microscopically. We want to enlarge that and we want to see what is that. Then we see small, small insects. And what was coronavirus? Could we see? Could anybody see coronavirus? No. But we believed that it existed. It created a huge havoc in the entire world, right? It had a huge impact on economy, people's lives. So many things change because of a small virus, right? Small virus had such an impact, right? So therefore we can understand that these varieties of species created are very powerful. Lord Brahma has created them. And they are all different. Then there is no similarity in them. There is variety. They are all different varieties. Srila Prabhupada explains that one time that there are three modes of material nature. Okay? Three modes of material nature. What are these three modes? Yes? Sattva, Rajas, Tamas. Sattva, Rajas, Tamas. These are the three modes of material nature. These modes, all this material nature is controlled by these three modes. Everyone is controlled by these three modes. Nobody can say that I am not controlled. Somebody may be in the mode of goodness. Somebody may be in the mode of passion. Somebody may be in the mode of ignorance. Everyone is controlled by it. Whether we like it or not. Just like in the puppet show, what happens? We see the puppets on the stage. But how the puppets are moving? Are they have life or they just stand there and dance or speak whatever way? How they move? Why they move? Because the strings are attached to them. Strings are attached to these puppets and somebody is controlling these strings. Somebody has a control over these puppets through the strings. And that person is maybe behind the stage or behind a curtain and he is just moving the hands and then what happens? These puppets are moving, they are dancing, they are speaking. But it appears that nobody is in the control. But there is somebody behind the curtain who is controlling all these puppets. So externally it may appear that nobody is in control. But when we go deeper, when we understand the real truth, then we know that there is somebody, puppeteer, who is controlling these puppets. So therefore Srila Prabhupada says that just like these puppets are controlled by strings, we are all controlled by different modes. Different modes are controlling us. And 3 into 3 equal to 3 into 3? 9. 10? 9 into 9? 81. 81 plus 4? 81 plus 3? 84. So Srila Prabhupada explains that all these various species, 84 lakhs of species, are coming from 3 modes, like this. 3 into 3, 9, 9 into 9, 81, 81 plus 3, 84. So 84 lakh species are coming from these 3 modes. All the various species are under the control of these 3 modes. Some animals are in the mode of goodness, like cows. Cows are in the mode of goodness. Then animals in the mode of passion, tigers, lions, they are very aggressive, passionate, they just want to attack somebody. And ignorance, bear, and
what
it means, gutter, they sleep continuously. Birds are also in different modes. Birds in the mode of goodness, passion, ignorance. Human beings also, human beings, are we in mode of goodness or passion or ignorance? Are we in ignorance or yes? We are in goodness.
Passion.
Mixed. We are in mixed modes. Sometimes we are in mode of goodness,
right?
Especially in the morning. Morning time is said to be the mode of goodness. Mode of passion then gradually develops. And in the night, mode of ignorance. We are sleeping. When we are sleeping, then we don't know what is happening around. So when our eyes are closed, when you are sleeping, when we are actually sleeping, then we are in the mode of ignorance. So similarly it is explained that we are born in the mode of ignorance. Om Ajnana Timirandas Jnananjana Shalak. We are born in the mode of ignorance. Tamas. Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya, it is explained therefore. And therefore we should approach the light or knowledge. Knowledge is in the mode of goodness, especially the transcendental knowledge. What this knowledge will do? That knowledge will remove our ignorance. We are born in ignorance, our knowledge is ignorant, we don't know who we are. And therefore we want to know. The human form of life is meant to know. We should try to know. What we should try to know? Who we are, first of all. Do we know who we are? Our identities will be different. I am boy, girl, Hindu, Muslim, various religions or various types of caste or various identities, engineer, doctor. But ultimately who we are? That we don't know. So therefore, if you want to know, then we have to go to somebody who knows things, right? If I try to speculate, who am I? Will I come to the right conclusion? I will not come to the right conclusion. My knowledge will be speculative. I may come very closer, but it may not be perfect. I may just speculate, I may go on speculating for years and years, but still I will not come to the right path. Just like it is going on to find out who is the creator of this world. And there are various theories are coming, and they are trying to speculate that it might have happened like this, it might have created a big explosion, and then suddenly all the planets came and then everything started revolving in perfect order. And it is going on for a lifetime, I mean years and years. Can somebody believe in this theory? If I say this kind of, we have mobile sets, and I will say that very nice creation, automatically it has happened. There was some Diwali crackers, they were bursting and suddenly one mobile came out of it. Can somebody believe in that? They will tell that what kind of fool this person is. But I will say, no, it is just by chance it has come. It is very nicely programmed and all these apps and everything is so nicely working. It is just by chance. I was typing something on the screen and suddenly very nice code happened and nice program and everything fall in place. Can somebody believe in that? Can anything happen like this? It requires lot of thinking, it requires a lot of logic to understand. It requires a lot of purpose for what it is created. It just cannot happen by chance. So therefore, we can understand that for that small gadget, for that small creation, there has to be some creator behind this, without which it cannot happen. Creation cannot happen without a creator. Anything you can take in this observation, wristwatch or whatever we go in the market and see and observe, what are the things we see? Has anything come from chance? There are industries, production processes, engineering, medical and electrical and so many things, civil. All they are there to create various things, manipulate the material energy. And then they create various products and then we think that how these products are so nice. They are the various engineers of this material world. They just take the elements and then they create the various objects. So similarly, Brahma is the engineer of this universe. He is the engineer of this universe, the original engineer. He took various elements and then he created various species. He is the secondary creator. He is not the first creator. Sarga visarga. Srimad Bhagavatam explains it, starts going more into deeper. That first there is sarga. There is a creation, the first creation. Then there is a second creation. First creation is the various basic elements of this material world are created. Bhumi, apo, analo, vayu, kham, mano, buddhi, rudra, various demigods and everything. So they are creative. They are first various, all these mahatattvas and all these elements, the tanmatras and everything, they are created first. Then Brahmaji, he takes everything and he starts creating the secondary creation. He does the secondary creation. He just engineers everything. So it appears that Brahmaji is a very, very great creator. It requires a lot of intelligence to create something like this. Our human body has been created with lot of thinking. All these various species have been created with lot of thinking. It is not just okay, something like that, but there was some thinking behind. He had all the thought process, the blueprint in his mind to create how the human species should appear. And he has created in such a way that every person looks different, right? They are not like a machine production process, like everything looks same. They look different. They have voice different. Everything is, eyes are different, everything texture is different. Even in the human body, there are all the hands and legs, sometimes the fingers are different. So it has a lot of intelligence behind this creation. And Brahmaji is said to be very, very intelligent person, very, very extremely intelligent, extremely pious, who was given this special service. He's not an ordinary person. It is explained that when somebody performs Varnashram Dharma perfectly for something like 100 lifetimes, then he is given the position of Brahmaji, create, Vidata. Sometimes people try to find out who is this person, ultimately why he created all this. Kahe ko duniya banai. Why is there so, this material world is so miserable. We are suffering. Why Krishna, creator, why so kind of merciless? Why is created everything? But there is a reason behind everything. And then we go more deeper in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, then we will understand that yes, everything is perfect. We are not able to see the perfection now. But it is perfect. When we start accepting, when we start going deeper, when we become more positive, then we understand everything is perfect and complete. Nothing is incomplete and imperfect. And it is not that this will go on eternally. It will end. Sometime it will end. Our miseries will end. Our happiness also will end. Our karma will end. Somebody asked Lavrupa that, why so many of these problems are going on? When it will, everything will end? So Lavrupa mentioned that he said, when Mahavishnu inhales, when Mahavishnu is Maha, big Vishnu, from whose pores all the universes are coming. And in one universe there are so many life and planets and everything, creation. And we are on that small tiny planet of Earth. And on that tiny planet of Earth there are so many cities and countries, and in that there are so many roads and buildings and organizations and everything. And in that one small lane of K.M. Munshi Marg. This Radha Gopinath temple is there, and we are sitting there, and we are trying to discuss and trying to understand. So therefore we can understand our position in this entire universe is so small, and yet we think that I am the biggest, I am the superior, I have more knowledge. So we can understand that how our small existence in this entire cosmic manifestation. Srila Narad Muni, he approached Brahmaji to understand what is this creation, who is the creator. I see so many varieties, some are equal, some are superior, some are inferior. Some are moving, some are non-moving. What is this going on? I see only you as the person. Beyond you, I don't see anything. Is there somebody, the creator? So his query was perfect. Narad Muni's query was perfect. And the method of approaching authority and authority is also perfect. Because this process is called as Aroha Pantha. There are two methods of understanding the knowledge. One is Aroha Pantha and Avroha Pantha. Aroha means trying to understand from bottom to up. Aroha, that is wrong. We cannot understand that. But Avaroha Pantha means the knowledge comes from up. It comes from higher authorities who have the knowledge. Descending process. So when the knowledge is descending from one teacher to the next teacher, to the next teacher, then what happens? We get the proper knowledge. Right? If I try to understand engineering mathematics or medical science or management books or anything, just by studying I want to understand everything. I don't want to go to college or learn from any teacher or professor. Will I be able to understand? I will understand to some extent, but not the highest thing. Because teacher has lot of practical knowledge. He knows lot of practical things. Where we make mistakes, where there are loopholes, where we should be very cautious. When the knowledge has to come from the descending process, somebody has to give us the right knowledge. Then we get the perfect knowledge. So therefore, that is the right method of receiving knowledge. I may take Bhagavad Gita and read for many, many years, many, many times. I will understand. But to understand the realization, I have to approach the person who has been practicing it, who has been living by his own example, and who has received that knowledge from his guru, from his spiritual master. That is the proper way of understanding the knowledge. So therefore, receiving the knowledge in Guru Parampara is very, very important. Because our senses are imperfect. We make mistakes. We have a tendency to cheat. We get illusion. We get confused. Instead of becoming Mahatma, then one becomes confused Atma. he becomes confused person. So therefore, one has to receive the knowledge from the right source, from the right authority. And sometimes people, they think that everybody is a guru. They see a saffron person, they think that he is a guru. He is a Guruji. Sometimes they approach also, Guruji, Guruji, please guide me. Please give me diksha. So, sometimes because people are ignorant, they don't know who is the right authority. The honest person, what he will do, he will guide him to his guru. He will not say, I am guru and you take diksha. Right? That is not a guru. If he is an honest person, then he will tell that, I am not a guru. I am servant of my guru. My guru is more superior. Right? I am not the only one. Sometimes that kind of pride or that kind of illusion may come that now I know a lot of things. I know Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam and all the scriptures and now I have become the authority. Right? And I can initiate and make disciples all over the world. That is not proper. The real guru will be the humble servant of his guru. He will not claim that I am the deliverer. I can deliver you from this material existence. No. That is not the bona fide honest guru. So therefore, here when Narad Muni was in that kind of confusion, to understand the creation, who is the creator, all these things are happening. So he was trying to understand the cause. And he approached Brahmaji. Brahmaji was the only person in front of him. And he thought that I should accept him as the creator. It appears that he is a creator because I don't see beyond him anybody like that. So it could have been very easy for Brahmaji to cheat him. Yes, yes, I am the one and you take diksha from me. Right? Brahmaji could have easily said and that would have become a parampara. Brahma's parampara. He is the only one. So, of course, Brahmaji did not cheat. He is not a cheater. He is a proper teacher. He is the original teacher. He is a guru. Adiguru. Of course, Adiguru is Balaram, but he is also guru in this universe. Original. So, Brahmaji, he guided him properly. He told him that I am not the one. I have been given this task of creation, that is okay. I do this as a service. But according to me, he wrote Brahma Sanhita. And he mentions Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. First verse of Brahma Sanhita. First he declares who is supreme, who is the cause of all causes. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Krishna is the supreme Ishvara. It's not just the Ishvara. Ishvara also means controller. But Ishvara Parama Krishna. He is a Parameshwara. He's not just a small kind of Ishvara controller. He is Parameshwar, He controls all the controllers. He is Ishvara Parama Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. He is Satchidananda. He is eternal. He is full of knowledge. He is full of bliss. He has a form. It's not that everything has come from no form. Avyakta Deni Bhutani, Vyakta Madhyani Bharat. Sometimes in Bhagavad Gita, from Bhagavad Gita also one may conclude that everything was avyakta. It was unmanifest in the beginning, now it has been manifest. And again it will become unmanifested. So, Bhagavad Gita one may interpret and think that everything is in the beginning was avyakta. But Brahmaji explains, no, it is not like that. There is a creation, there is another world. Krishna is Sarva Karana Karana. He is a creator of all creation. All causes, every whatever cause we see in this material world, He is the cause of them. Can you imagine? We make, there are so many factories and production processes and so many things are going on. We create so many things and we are so proud of our small creation. But the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Person, He has given that intelligence. He is the cause of everything. All the material elements He has given. We may just take the elements and create something and show that I have done it. But He has given those original elements. That is Supreme Law. So therefore we must understand that Brahmaji is declaring that first. That Krishna is the cause of all causes. And Brahmaji also sometimes gets bewildered also because of the various things in this world. And one time, of course, it is given in Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita that how once Brahmaji approached in Dwarka to Lord Krishna to meet Him, and He went to meet and then knocked the door, and doorkeeper came and He wanted to meet Lord Krishna. So the doorkeeper asked, "Who are you?" So He was thinking, "Who are you means what?" "I am Brahma, Brahma the creator, I am the one." So Krishna understood what is going on in the mind of Brahma. So He said, "Okay, let me just do something trick." He has become little proud that He is thinking that He is the Brahma. So He said that, "I am the Brahma, the creator of this material universe, four-headed Brahma." So He thought that that is His only identity. He is the one, beyond Him there is nobody. Only My universe is the only universe. So what Krishna did? Krishna said, "Okay, let me do something." And He sent a message, not WhatsApp message. We use WhatsApp or many of these telecommunication things to communicate with people. But He just called them. "Brahmas, come." And all the Brahmas, they started coming from different universes. There are millions and millions of universes. Beyond this universe, there are many, many universes. Ananta Koti Brahmand. So the Brahmas, they were given, as soon as they got the message that Krishna is calling, We have to come. We have to give up everything. Krishna is calling. We can't say that I am busy. The supreme boss is calling. Managing director calls. Come in the office. We have to go. Right? We can't say that, no, I have managing lot of things here. We have to leave everything. It's the urgency. So Krishna, when he called, all the Brahmas, all the managing directors of different universes, big people, not ordinary people, they started coming. Our Brahma was standing and just watching, and suddenly 10-headed Brahma, 100-headed Brahma, 1,000-headed Brahma, 64-headed, all these Brahmaji started coming. And they started offering dandavats, pranam to Lord Krishna. And our Brahma was thinking that what is happening? So many Brahmas. And I am one small Brahma. I have only 4 heads. And there are, like, it's like a big ocean, thousands and thousands of gathering, like today we'll see in the evening. Thousands of devotees will come for the festival of gratitude. And we are one of them. We are just one of them. So Brahmaji, he understood that I am just one of them. I'm not the only one. And then they asked Krishna, why you called? No, I just wanted to see you. You go back again. So they went back again. So then Brahmaji understood that what is my position. I am just a small person in this universe. And I am thinking that I am the one. So, this is the position of Lord Krishna. Even in Krishna's stories, we'll see that later when Krishna's stories, last time we were speaking, that when Lord Krishna was a small child, how he was born, and then he was taken to Vrindavan. From the first night, Krishna was taken to Vrindavan by Vasudeva. Krishna told, take me to Vrindavan. Same night Krishna went there. Vasudeva, with a heavy heart, he had to take him to Vrindavan. And same night he came back, leaving him. And then Vasudeva and Devaki were in the prison. They were suffering. Kamsa was tormenting them. And Krishna was in Vrindavan. Next day was a big celebration because Nanda Maharaj was not having any child so many years. And now Krishna is born, first child, after such a big celebration was there. They were very, very happy. And then, of course, one person was not happy, and that was Kans. Kans was not happy. Because why he was not happy? Because it was told that this child is the cause of his death. He will die because of Krishna. So how can he be happy? His death personified as born, was born there. He tried to kill him so many ways, so many children he killed. But he could not kill Krishna. Krishna escaped. This is rather. Krishna escaped that time very mysteriously, and then he went to Vrindavan. And then Kansa was thinking that I will kill some other, and he was trying to send so many demons. Nanda Maharaj was warned that your child, you should protect. Vasudeva warned him that you should protect your child. although he knew that Krishna is his own child. But he didn't tell this to Nanda Maharaj in his meeting. He just was trying to understand that whether Krishna is safe or not. He was more concerned about Krishna's safety. And he, Vasudeva was very concerned about Krishna all the time, although he was in Mathura. And Kansa was sending various demons to kill Krishna. Putana he killed. Then came Shakatasura. Krishna was small baby child, maybe just 3 months old. He was just trying to turn upside, trying to just walk little bit. Uttan, it is said, that when the child started little bit moving upwards, it's called Uttan. Krishna was just trying to rise a little bit. So that was a big celebration in Vrindavan. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda were so happy that now Krishna is growing. He just started rising a little bit. So they wanted to celebrate that kind of festival, occasion. And they had called so many brahmanas to chant mantras. They were chanting so many mantras and everything was just vibrations were going on. And of course Mother Yashoda had taken Krishna. She was sitting with him on the, he was on the lap, and she was hearing all these mantrams. Of course Krishna was little tired. Krishna, after hearing all these mantras, he was a little bit sleepy. Krishna doesn't sleep usually. But he was hearing all these mantras and he was just feeling tired. He was very tired of hearing all these mantras. He was falling asleep. And Mother Yashoda thought that he's tired, maybe I should keep him in the cradle. And she thought that let him sleep, no problem. He's a child, he's tired, maybe he's feeling sleepy, let me keep him asleep. So she took Lord Krishna, baby Krishna, and put in the cradle. And that cradle was kept under a cart. There was a hand-driven cart. And she thought that Krishna is safe there. Here are so many guests have come. They're moving around continuously. He may get disturbed. They're talking and mantras are going on. Everything is going on there. So let him be comfortably rest under this Shakata. So Krishna was resting under that. Of course Krishna was also hungry. And he was not very happy. He started crying. And because he wanted milk. He was hungry. And therefore he became angry. He was hungry and therefore he became angry. And he started throwing his small lotus feet in the air. And that small lotus feet touched the wheel of that car. He just slightly kicked that wheel, which had many spokes. And on that cart, which was a hand-driven cart, there were many utensils brass utensils and many types of utensils were arranged. They were kept there. And as soon as Krishna just slightly kicked that wheel of the car, it just made a big sound, thud, and just that entire cart was smashed into pieces. Krishna Bhagavan ki jai. Small baby Krishna. He had slightly kicked that cart, the wheel of the cart, and that cart broke into pieces. The axle and everything. Everything was scattered here and there, and it made a huge noise. Everyone gathered around that place to find out what has happened. How this cart has broken, things have scattered. They were quite surprised to see this kind of situation happening when there's some nice auspicious mantras are going on, suddenly some calamity happening. So they all gathered there and trying to understand what is this, and they found Krishna is safe. All the gopis, they took Krishna on their lap and they were glorifying him and praying him. And they thought, oh yeah, yes, Krishna is safe, everything is good now, nothing has happened. So they were trying to understand. So there were small children around there. And some children said that, you know what has happened? This cart was there, Krishna was under the cart, and he kicked the cart and cart broke. So there were elderly people, gopas and everything. They were thinking that how this is possible. These children, what they are talking. They are just talking something nonsense. How can it happen, first of all? It just cannot happen. They just couldn't believe these small children. And then they went on with their work. They thought that no, it may be all the demigods might have protected him. Krishna cannot be hurt like that. Krishna cannot kick the cart. And so under the yoga maya potency, they could not understand that what was happening there. Krishna is so powerful, even in small lotus foot, he can just demolish that cart. He can destroy everything. But Krishna covered his power because of his yoga maya potency. So therefore, later, again, Yashoda Mai took him. They were chanting, all the mantras, brahmanas were chanting. Again they started. Nanda Maharaj gave a lot of charities to them, cows and everything. The cows were decorated with all these nice gold border cloth. Their horns were decorated with silver things. Golden, silver kind of things were decorating the cows of Vrindavan. So we can understand how much opulence was there in Vrindavan. So the acharyas explained that this anartha of Shakatasur, it was an asur, whom Krishna killed and liberated. That asura had come to kill Krishna. But Krishna killed that asura. And that asura represents the load-carrying mentality of the old and new habits which are coming from past lives and previous lives. So which means we are having so many thoughts in the mind which are unnecessary thoughts which we are carrying for many years. All this negativity and thinking wrong things about other people, trying to pull down others, conspiring. All these kind of load we are carrying on the head. So this, which is an unnecessary thing, which will not help us to become Krishna conscious. Krishna does not like all this negativity in the mind, so he wants to get rid of everything. He wants that we should be not having such kind of negative thoughts. So therefore, Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his book explains that we should be free from this anartha. And the more we hear about Krishna killing all these demons, these anarthas will be freed from us. So therefore, that was the second asura Krishna killed when he was just 3 months old. Uttan ceremony was happening. And then Kansa was getting more anxious because he was sending all these demons and these demons were not returning back to give any report. What is up? They were just going one direction, one way. Finish. One wicket. Second wicket out. Gone. So one after another they were just vanishing. There was no WhatsApp communication. What has happened to them? Nobody was telling. He understood that now I have to send next one. Because they are not returning back. So then he called third demon, third player. Trunavarta. He called Trunavarta to come. Trunavarta was a whirlwind demon. Please come forward. Don't worry. Please. You can come forward and take this. There is enough space. Please. Please. Yes. So, whenever the demon came in the form of a whirlwind, we know the storm, the small storm comes and we know what happens. So many alerts. And then government issues notice, you should take precautions, don't go out, keep everything safe, medicines and all the security forces and everything comes in picture. And with notice also so many destruction happens. Trunavarta came without any notice. There was no notice given that I am coming. He came with his full speed, wind energy. You can imagine, the entire huge whirlwind was moving towards Vrindavan. Everything was getting sucked in because all it has a tremendous suction power. All the cards and all the things were getting inside Trunavarta. He was pulling everything up and everything was just swirling around, was tossing down all their huts and houses were breaking. And he was creating a big havoc in Vrindavan. All the simple cows and gopas, gopis, they were, all their life was scattered totally. They were panicking, they were not understanding what to do. And Trunavarta was moving towards Vrindavan. He was searching for Krishna. Because that was, he wanted Krishna to pull him and take him to sky. And he was moving around with that speed and everything was slowly coming closer to where Krishna was staying, Yashoda Mai was staying. And Yashoda Mai was patting him in her house. She was thinking, somehow there suddenly Krishna became heavy. She thought that how? Krishna, I'm feeling Krishna very heavy. She put him on the ground. And she was busy with her household activities. And then this whirlwind came. He saw Krishna. And he started pulling Krishna. Of course, Krishna was heavy, cannot be pulled, but some other he started going up. And Yashoda Mai was seeing Krishna was getting carried by this whirlwind. This is a big dust storm. And he was just getting inside. And Yashoda Mai was trying to run behind, but she could not catch Krishna. And Krishna was slowly, slowly going up. He was zooming out. I mean, we zoom in, but he was zooming out. So he was getting smaller, 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 one small dot, and he vanished. In that dust storm, Yashoda Mai could not see where is Krishna. She was just crying and she fell unconscious like a cow who has lost her calf. She just became unconscious. She thought that she has lost Krishna. Krishna was her only son. She was her life and soul. Now Krishna is not there. Krishna had gone up, very up, sky ride. He was taking a sky ride high up. And Drunavarta, the demon, he was thinking, now I have caught Krishna. Now I have taken him in my grip. Now I will kill him. So he had taken Krishna very high up. They were very high up in the sky. And Krishna, Krishna is the supreme. He was enjoying that sky ride. He wanted to see the aerial view of Vrindavan. How Vrindavan looks like. Let me find. I can never go like this up suddenly. But let me see how things are from tops. So he was enjoying everything. Yes, it's nice. And he was moving around. Drunavarta. And Krishna. Drunavarta thought that I have caught Krishna. But Krishna was catching Drunavarta with his small hand. He caught hold of Drunavarta's neck. Galai pakad liya uska. And he started squeezing, he was started choking him up. Now we understand that if we want to survive, we need breathing. We need breathing. Air should go through our nostrils and lungs. Then we can survive. Since birth till we give up this mortal body, we are breathing. If we don't, we stop breathing, then Haribol. We are up. So, breathing sustains our life. And this Drunavarta demon had control over the wind, air. He was controlling the wind. He was very powerful. He had used that wind power to make a lot of disturbance in Vrindavan. Now he was looking for air to breathe. Can you imagine? He was not getting sufficient air to breathe. Because Krishna was squeezing his neck. That is the power of Krishna. And he tried to escape, but Trunavarta could not escape because there was nobody to help him. Who can help Trunavarta? And some other, he tried a lot, but Krishna was squeezing hard, and then Trunavarta's eyes popped out of his eye sockets. Thup, thup. All the eyes came out. And then he fell down, sky ride. game was over. He fell down from sky, Trunavarta, and then fell on a stone slab, and Trunavarta was dead. He assumed a big form and he just lost his life. Krishna Bhagwan ki. Krishna was some other, again, he just was on the body of that Trunavarta demon. And all the Vrajavasis, they came running. Now everything had stopped. All these whirlwind activities were over now. Air was controlled, everything was calmed down. All the Gopas, Gopis came, they took Krishna. Well, Krishna is safe now. No problem. Whatever this demon has killed, no problem. Krishna is safe, then that's all. That was their only concern. So, then they made a lot of celebration and everything. So, in this way, we can see that where demons Kansa was standing, they were killed by Lord Krishna. And Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakura explains that this demon of Trunavarta, what it does represent? It represents the false pride arising because of material scholarship, which gives rise to bogus philosophies. Somebody is very materially scholar, then he becomes very puffed up. He becomes very proud. And he starts creating various philosophies. And because of those philosophies, people's intelligence gets covered. They can't see Krishna clearly. They can't see the truth clearly. Because these philosophies are covering the intelligence. They create kind of whirlwind around our intelligence. And therefore we cannot see Krishna clearly. Therefore this doubt or this anartha has to be eradicated. It has to be removed to see Krishna clearly. So therefore, as we hear more about Krishna, we practice Krishna consciousness deeply, then we will see Krishna more clearly, Krishna's devotional service more clearly. We will see Krishna's devotees more clearly. We will see them as Krishna's parts and parcels. They are also connected with Krishna. I am not the only one, but Krishna's mercy is manifesting through them also. And sometimes they can also be more empowered than me. So therefore, these kind of various controversies which may arise in communities, various philosophies and which may disturb the community, that should be protected. Therefore, we need to discuss, we need to hear more about Krishna's stories, Krishna killing various demons, so that these various types of anarthas which may arise in our heart because of so many things, deep things are hidden, though they should be removed, they should be killed. And then we see the clarity, we get a more clarity in understanding the path of pure devotional service. So therefore, whatever our acharyas have given, that in this Kali Yuga, that we should practice the process of the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. This process will clear everything. It will clear our heart and we'll be able to see everything very clearly. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Bhagavatam ki. There is prasad for everyone. Please take. Hare. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada. Thank you.